Ombudsman raises a number of issues. We take all of them on board. He's investigated, he's talked to a lot of people, reviewed cases, and we take all of his recommendations and accept them. We take his views on board as well. But I do need to say the staff in the Loddon Mallee region work incredibly hard every day. I do believe their focus is on the best interests of the child. They assure me that the practices identified are actually not the driving force in terms of the work that they do, but the Ombudsman said that he views they are, and so we take that on board and think it's important to implement his recommendations.
Is anyone going to lose their job over this?
No, there's no identification in any way by the Ombudsman of an individual who has acted inappropriately. I think he is going more to a broader issue about what's driving some of the decision making in the area generally. But as I say, we believe that the best interests of the children are the focus. But he's identified some practices. We'll be doing his recommendations and making sure we keep focused on the children.
There were 59 cases where children were left in unsafe circumstances, and there were cases that weren't investigated that should have been. Isn't that too many to simply just move on?
Well, I think we need to be clear about what happened. All of those cases did have an assessment and a decision was made not to pursue it further.
Well, some of those cases, including parents' drug use so severe they can't attend to their children, quote unquote, parents assaulting each other, children telling their teachers they've been physically assaulted, children observed behaving in a sexual manner, a father acknowledging he'd previously accessed child pornography, these cases weren't investigated.
Well, what you've just said is a snapshot of exactly what happens every day in the child protection system. It's absolutely shocking, I agree. But what happens in the process is an assessment is made as to whether to take it on to a more detailed investigation.
So an assessment was made not to take those cases on to a more detailed investigation.
That's right. And what we've done subsequently, because the Ombudsman has identified those cases, is we have reopened them all. We've looked at them all. Some have been actually gone on and been substantiated. So the view was that perhaps the decision-making wasn't accurate in the first place. Some have actually been closed. We've actually said, yes, the original decision-making was okay, and some are still being investigated. This is a judgment call that these workers need to make every day. It's not an easy call. We acknowledge that sometimes it's a marginal call one way or another, but what
and
we
you're entirely happy with the staff's decision not to investigate those cases.
No, I think there was probably some inappropriate decision making there. But what I recognise is these workers are trying to make decisions that is based on a family situation and a context that is very complex. And these decisions are an art, not a science. It's not an exact science. And we recognise that some of those decisions should have gone the other way, but some of them we've actually said it was right to close them or refer them on to other services rather than bring them into the statutory child protection system.
You say that you think the focus is on the children. Don't you think that the focus is on figures and meeting targets? Don't you think that is why this seems to have happened, is because managers wanted to get their numbers of unallocated cases down?
Well, it's certainly the Ombudsman's contention. I think we do look at our indicators as a signal of whether we're doing what we need to do for children. But the law requires us to keep the best interests of the children at the forefront of our minds. The workers I meet, and I've sat down with these workers many times, they're there because they want to make a difference for families. They're not there because of some numerical target. So I do believe the workers are focusing on the best interests of the children, but the Ombudsman has these concerns and will be making sure that there isn't any incentive to focus on anything other than the children.
So are you going to move away from focusing on that, on, you know, when reviewing the success or otherwise of a department, that meeting targets and the focus on figures, are you going to move away from that as a way to assess the department?
Well, I've had a long-term concern is that we tend to manage process rather than outcomes. And one of the things on the whole community services front is I want to make sure that what we're actually doing is we're reducing abuse, we're transitioning kids who have been abused or have potentially been abused in a way that can get their lives back on track. And we need to focus on what we're achieving for these children, not just the process. But we do need to measure the process as well. Have we got children allocated to workers. Back in 2009, the Ombudsman said there was a real problem because children weren't allocated. Now that we're measuring whether they're allocated to a worker or not, he's saying it's a problem because that's driving the outcome. So I think it's important we have indicators, but most important is they're only an indicator, not an end in and of itself.
Well, do you agree then that the Loddon Mallee region at least was focusing too much on the figures and meeting targets, and there must have been a reason that they were doing that?
Well, that's certainly the Ombudsman's view, and we take that on board, and we'll certainly be making sure that that's not the priority. The workforce reassure me, and certainly from the time I've spent in Bendigo with them, their focus is on the children and making sure they're trying to make the best decisions they possibly can. We do have a system under significant pressure. We know we've had a lot of workforce shortages, and we're recruiting more staff, we're training staff better, we're getting more senior supervisors to oversee junior staff. So there's a lot of changes that need to happen, and we know that system needs much more work and reform. But I do believe the interests of the workers are there for the children and the families they work for.
So what are the changes that you have made so far that could stop this from happening again?
Well, first and foremost, putting more workers on the front line so that we have the capacity to spend the time with the families. And
there obviously weren't enough in the Bendigo office.
No, and in fact, we have put more staff into the Bendigo office even just in recent months to try and build that capacity. We're increasing the training so that, once again, they have the capacity and the support to make good decisions. We're strengthening our managers and their capacity to support the workers in their decision-making. We've got new programs. We've put $98 million into our budget to introduce new programs to try and reduce abuse happening in the first place, as well as respond better to children who have been abused to help them get their lives back on track.
Is the state government going to increase funding to the Department of Human Services?
Well, we have. As I say, there was a significant investment of $98 million in our first budget. Much of that is going to workforce and programs that will be delivered directly to vulnerable families.
One of the recommendations in this Ombudsman's report is to review the way child protection investigations are managed in Bendigo. How exactly are you going to do that?
Well, that work has already happened in detail with managers and will continue and is under, is an ongoing process. And it'll be not only in Loddon Mallee, but right across the whole state. And it means auditing, going back in detail about what decisions have been made. And I think these 59 cases that the Ombudsman suggested we reopen, which we did, that will give us the capacity to evaluate decision-making, why decisions were made one way or another, and when they were reviewed, if those decisions changed. So we've got to learn from our practice, which is exactly what we're doing.
One manager is quoted in the Ombudsman's report as saying, "We're not an unfunded, infinite resourced environment. We only have a set number of staff to provide a set number of services to certain children. I just can't keep bringing children in that I can't deliver a service to." How concerning is it to hear a manager of your department say that?
Well, we know. I think there are very constant messages is that we have increasing demand. In the last 3 years, we've had a 30% increase in the number of reports coming into the system. So we need to be able to respond to that, and that's why we're putting more staff on.
And one of the other recommendations, which is recommendation 4, is to reinforce the requirement to fully document risk assessments and rationales for each case closure. So that means the Ombudsman isn't, I guess, happy with the way the staff are meeting those requirements at the moment, which means they're not giving adequate reasons for case closures. Are you going to be making sure that staff know exactly what to do in that case?
Absolutely. That's a very important recommendation as well. The documentation's got to be there because we do see a significant portion of the reports we have in are people who have, young people who have been reported previously. We've got to have that trail. And that's part of the pressure, I think, that the workers are under. Do you sit down at your computer and do the documentation or do you get on and work with the next family? We have to make sure they have the time and the capacity to both close the loop and fully document what they're doing, as well as working on the next family that's coming in the door, which is always that pressure.